Okay, welcome everyone to your welcome call. This is my first night on the call, and so I'm probably not the best prepared, but I do want to stress the importance of the welcome committee. You are really the first contact new people have, so it's important that everyone has some kind of a background and understanding of the mission that NLA wants to accomplish, and that's take back our courts and our political process. It's very important to those who are two critical areas, and so we need to be able to help people as they come on the call and also as we contact people, because we're planning on calling all the people in NLA and see how many are ready to become carry out their jury administration duties. Have any of you signed up for grand jury administrators, or have you all?
Yes, Margie, North Carolina. I am. I'm one. I'm one
okay.
of them.
Is there any others on the call that have signed up for being a grand jury administrator?
When you say signed up, are you saying have taken and completed the courses?
Well, no, that's part of it. But, no, you have to sign up to be a grand jury administrator. And
okay, I didn't know about that, but I have completed both courses. And so, yes, I will have to do that. Miss LaVonda.
Jan, how do they sign up for grand jury administrator? I don't even remember anymore.
I can tell you what I did. This is Margie,
okay.
North Carolina.
Okay.
Long time ago, I don't know how many years ago. I mean, you have to, it still should be on there. You have to sign them. You have to get it notarized. I think it's on the grand jury section area. And you scroll down all the way, and at the very end, it'll say grand jury administrator, and you have to take an oath you sign it and everything, and send it to John Durash. That number, address.
Okay.
Right. If you scan down to the bottom there, the grand jury administrator, there's a number of things, and it's all listed out there. One of them, of course, is the Constitution course, the Civics course, and there will be an added training class, which will include courtroom instruction, stuff like that. And you need to take a leadership role in one of the committees in NLA or some other form of leadership at NLA, and the page lists all of the various committees and so on that we have running, and a few that have gone by the wayside. So just go to the grand jury tab, click it, and go down to the bottom, click grand jury administrator, and just follow the bouncing ball, I guess, as they say, and it's all there.
Thank you, guys.
I can go on there now. Is that where when I did that a long time ago, is that, let me see if it's down there.
Yeah, it should be the same.
Form. And, you have to, that's what Jen said, right. You have to complete the Constitution course, the Civics course, take a leadership role, and what else? And then sign that, I'm going to look here.
Yeah, there's an administrator's vow. You can punch the button and download it, sign it, and mail it to John.
Yeah.
That's all it takes. And then just work hard.
Yes, there it is. It's right in that section, yes. In order to apply for these positions, you will need to print the following administrator's vow. That's what it is, vow. PDF. Notarize and mail it to the address supplied. And then you must choose a committee on the vow or something. Yeah.
Very good. Thanks for the help on that.
Uh-huh.
I wasn't familiar with that area that's an area I haven't been in. But anyway, it's that is a paid position for those that are not familiar with the grand jury administrator. Of course, it's a paid position when we take back the courts. And it's a well-paying position, and it should be an exciting position because you'll be involved in bringing people to justice that's been stepping on your toes for years. So it should be interesting, and it'll probably be kind of demanding initially and probably loosen up as we bring them all to justice and the others start towing the line. So that's part of the welcome committee that, you know, as you talked with people, you want to introduce them to that and let them know it is a paid position and make sure you let them know that's only after we get in the courts, okay? Some have interpreted that they could start getting paid right now, and so that needs to be clarified with many people. The Welcome Committee is also intended to help those who are coming on the calls or were calling to become aware of the tools that National Liberty Alliance has available to educate members on the contract you have with your servants in all branches of government, and that is your Constitution. If you don't know your Constitution, you can't defend it. And if you and the same way, if you don't know your liberties, you can't defend them. And I always read this thing from Ron Paul because he pretty well hits it on the head, and it really shows the power of the Constitution. You could essentially say there would be no statutes and codes for the people at all, and we wouldn't have wars and all that kind of stuff. But anyway, he sums it up pretty well. He says, if we stuck to the Constitution as written, we would have no federal meddling in our schools. That's a biggie. No Federal Reserve. That's bigger. That is the main problem. Until we get rid of that, we will always have problems. No U.S. membership in the U.N. Well, Trump has pretty well taken us out of that. He's not funding it. There'd be no gun control or talk about gun control. It's pretty clear that amendment's very clear. Shall not be infringed. It means what it says, and it doesn't mean what it doesn't say. And there'd be no foreign aid. We'd have no welfare for big corporations or the poor. No American troops in 100 foreign countries, no NAFTA, no GATT or Fast Track, no arrogant federal judges usurping states' rights, no attacks on private property, foreclosures and all that. We're all being attacked on that. No income tax. Wouldn't that be nice? Yeah. We could get rid of most of the agencies and most of the budget. The government would be small, frugal, and limited, and I'll add, they would also be responsive. So that's the power of that contract. And I mean, that is it. People need to know that contract. And if everyone knew that, we wouldn't have the problems we've got today. We kind of all went to sleep, and they snuck in on us.
Question.
Yes.
I know y'all say four per county as far as the county grand juries, but what if, say, six people had submitted this document? Who is to determine who gets the position? Is it in LA or a government agency or who? And then I also wanted to say, I think it ought to be the same emphasis put on us studying the Constitution that we need to learn also our state constitutions. So whenever y'all talk about the Constitution, y'all should be saying also this: we need to become familiar with our state constitution. That's all.
That's true. That's true. We should know our state constitution. That's critical also because as you start pulling different documents and so on, you better know what your Constitution says. Fortunately, they pretty well follow the federal Constitution, okay? That was a lot of their basis, so I don't think you will find some conflicts, but I think they'll be minimal. So if you know the main Constitution, I think you'll be pretty well off. But all the knowledge you can gain, and that's why I say we're in education, and we have availability to all that information on the state constitutions and so on. So, but very good. Thank you.
But what about that first question I asked about the administrator of the county grand jury? If it was six people, for instance, in one county where it's supposed to be four that submitted, you know, this vow, who determines who's going to get the position? Is it NLA or is it a government agency or what?
No, they will have to take our Constitution course or a Constitution course, and they'll have to meet certain requirements. They just can't come in off the street. Okay. Now, you're fortunate. If you've already taken the courses, like you said, you'll be first in line. Okay, and four is only a ballpark number. There'll be cities that require many, many more. I don't know that there's many counties that will. Well, probably so, too. There'll be counties that require more. So that's just a ballpark figure. Right now, I don't know how many we have. I know we've got 1,000 or so registered. I don't know how many have completed the courses. And we need about 15,000, okay? So we're pretty short, even if everyone was active. So I don't
but
think...
who is going to pick them? Is it NLA? Or is it another agency or something?
They'll come out of NLA, okay, because they're trained, okay?
Okay,
they will require everyone to be trained. Okay.
Okay.
I'm not sure how that's set up to select them in that manner. I think NLA will have a say on that. And of course, if they haven't taken courses, they're not eligible. You have to be knowledgeable. You have to know the Constitution because that's what you're defending, and that's what you're training people on. So. That will all work out, but if you're concerned about getting a job over someone else, I don't think you're going to have to worry about that. We need many, many more.
Now, Gary?
Yeah.
I have open access to I just went on the committee, you know, the committee tab on National Lobby Alliance,
mm-hmm.
and then I scrolled down, open window came open. Then I went down to Welcome Committee. Well, and then another window opened up to the right, and I'm looking at new members. So I have one new member, you know, that I need to call. She just became a member about 3 or 4 days ago. And so does everybody else have access to this, too? It's called the new membership management. But when the other girl was doing it, Rhonda, she contacted Carl, and Carl, he opened it up for the people that were in the at that time the welcome committee section area.
Right, we'll get into that later. I'd like to go through, we're having a little change in the method of operation, and I don't know who all that's available to at this time. I'm sure if you're a state coordinator or on the welcome committee, you have access
yes.
to that.
Yes, yes, I
yeah.
do.
So I think that's one of the requirements. You need to be a member of the welcome committee. I'm not 100% sure on that. But
yes,
that,
yes,
that
I think you do.
That will be made available to everyone that's interested in joining the Welcome Committee.
Right. And an easy way to kind of test to see whether or not you have access is to sign out and then go click it. And if it opens up for you, anybody can see it. And if it doesn't, that means you probably have to be either a national coordinator, state coordinator, or a member of the welcome committee. Going back to LaRonda's comment about the Constitution, the state's Constitution, she's absolutely right. And over the years, we've been trying to collect all of the state constitutions. If you go to the education tab, a window will open up and clear down at the bottom, it'll say state constitutions. So we've probably got 25 of them. And then I think in most instances, they're quite similar to our national constitution, the Constitution. But I know for the state of Pennsylvania, they're awful long-winded. Instead of being this nice little constitution that fits in our little booklet, our pocket booklet, it had 67 pages of 8x12 paper in there. So they were a little bit verbose when they wrote that one. And as far as having six people apply for administrator's jobs, there are several things that will come up. If you live near a boundary with another county, it may be that the county seat for that county is closer to you than the one that you're in. And if so, you can take that one. You don't have to remain in the county that you're located. You can work in adjacent counties if that works better. So that's another opportunity. And it may be also, I think you're fairly near to St. Louis. And if you're in a big city, it's probably going to take more than four anyway, maybe six or more, you know. The higher the population density, the more you're going to need extra administrators. So don't be concerned, you know.
Jan, I'm in Mecklenburg County, which is I'm in Charlotte, North Carolina, but I'm in Mecklenburg County, and it's big, you know. So what if I'm the only one, you know, that's
– Well,
how does that – How will that work, you know? I mean,
Margie, I would suggest you start recruiting people rapidly or you're going to be very, very busy and not too far down the road. Because it's going to be, you know, like Gary said, we need about 13,500 administrators to cover all 3,133 counties. And we only have like 1,000 signed up. And of those, I'm not sure how many have met all the requirements yet. So initially...
That's right, see? Yeah. They might initially, not have. So,
yep. Initially, it's going to be tough sledding until we get them all filled. But the thing that will happen is when we get to critical mass, then people are going to start pouring in because we've had a lot of people that were interested but didn't want to put in the work if nothing was going to happen. So when they see things are happening and they can have a potentially a very well-paying job, and a lot of people like working with people, so they would fit into it nicely, and they get their education, they come on board, and we'll fill those roles rather rapidly, I think.
But Jan, that's good and all, but then you know how long it takes. See, I'm 80% on the civics course, and I've got to, you know, focus on that more, but I'm tugged everywhere else in my life, but I'm going to really focus on that. I've completed the Constitution course. But when these people come in, you know, that thing's 100, the civics course is 120 hours.
Right.
And then if they have to, you know, if their lives are real busy too, I think we're going to get in there soon. I mean, I'm feeling in the end of 2018 or the beginning of 2019. And now's the time to get educated about it.
Right.
Don't you agree or?
Well, yeah, I think your time frame's a little off. I think it's going to happen way sooner than that. That's what gets scary.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
I think maybe
yeah, you're more positive.
Months, yeah, in a couple months, they may be knocking on your door and say, Margie, the administrator
come to work.
For this county, come to work. We're looking for you up at the courthouse here. We got a room.
Now, Jan, will that be the federal, my federal district, my federal courthouse here in Charlotte? Because I have one.
I would think it would be the county courthouse because we need them in all counties, and there's only 94 federal district courthouses.
Okay, I don't know how it works. You mean I would go to maybe the county courthouse? That's big.
Yeah, I would think it would be the county courthouse.
Not the federal courthouse, because I do have one here in Charlotte.
Maybe they'll be generous and let you take your pick. I think I would imagine that it'll be the county.
Yeah, I think the federal will be handled and will be responsible for the local mess.
Right. We are called county administrators, you know.
So I would find a place in there, rent a room. I mean, it would be in there somewhere, and I would,
yes.
the jury would, I would have to orientate the jury, right?
More than likely. You're going to do some mediation. If you've been following along, you know, we start simply, an injured party comes in. We work with them to see if it appears they have a claim, and if so, if it's not, you know, something really, really serious, you get the other party in and try and mediate it, and maybe you can solve the whole problem then and there. If not, and you feel it needs to go to a grand jury, then the grand jury gets called up. The grand jury does its deliberations, and they either put out a presentment or not, and it goes from there. So, yeah, there's a lot of things intermediate here. We have I think it's a petit jury handbook all generated, but I'm not sure if we have the grand jury one ready yet. Something
right,
we have
John,
in the back burner, you know.
John was going to create that more so, right, or more to, yep. He was going to add to it or something and put the grand jury administrators.
Yeah, we have a copy of the one currently being used to show how bad it is, and then we generated one, I'm pretty sure it was a petit jury, and we are working on the one for the grand jury. But, you know, there's so many other things going on, it doesn't get worked on that often. May have
I know.
Soon.
Question.
Go ahead.
Okay, I was looking at the Constitution. I'm from Missouri, state of Missouri, and I'm looking at all these other states. They're all outdated. Just like the one from Missouri is 2013. I think my suggestion is that you remove them all and then suggest that the people request from the certain government agency to request personally these books, which you can do that. You can request these books, but why would you have all these books on here that's outdated?
Well, and one of the advantages of having this on the web is you can download that Constitution and you can search it. If they give you a book, it's a lot harder to search. You just type in what you're looking for and find and pop it right up on the Constitution, so it's quick and easy. That's why we have them in a PDF format. So like your Missouri one is 103 pages, and if you're going to have to go running through 103 pages every time you come up with something, it's going to take you a little while.
But they can contact the agency and have them mail them one free. That's what I'm saying. So. Yeah.
You can do it either way, it sounds like, right? I mean, I'm listening to you.
Well,
I prefer the e-book.
Okay, well, that's all great then, though, but you should have them that's up to date. 2003, it's 2013. I see where some even older than that that's on there.
Worried about updating?
Yeah.
I worry when somebody tells me they're going to update my Constitution. I liked it the way it was. I don't want to see it updated every week or every
year. Right.
Well, they're updated every. I mean, they come out every year, updated.
Well, you're not supposed to change anything in there, right?
No, it takes quite a procedure to update that.
A lot of money, right? A lot of
that too.
Ink and paper and time.
Yeah, they don't change the constitutions much in the states.
Or the federal.
Or the federal, you know, the CONCON. I mean, that's a big thing, trying to change the constitution. It's scary also, yeah. We don't want that to happen.
See.
I'm with you. I'm with you. No CONCON.
Yep.
Right.
Absolutely. No.
Sounds like
Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania did it right. They don't date theirs.
It's just
there. It must be the original one from 17 something. Although
You read it all, Jan? I mean, I have not read.
No,
I guess we should. Is that what we're talking? We should read.
Yeah, we should
read
our
Constitution.
Yeah. I have used it, but like I say, I just download the electronic copy and search it to get what I want out of it.
Okay.
Uh-huh. That's good, too. Yes.
Okay. Now, like I mentioned, I don't know how involved we'll get in the federal because Trump's issued his amendment to the military manual. He's issued arrest warrants, indictments, I mean, and he sealed the assets of about 1,100 pages of companies and individuals and so on. So I think the federal government, and once that comes down and when it comes down, I have no idea. I feel that's very soon. That will loosen up your judges locally, too. Because if they see what's happening there, they're going to start giving different rulings. And so I think we need to, and one way to really concentrate and develop some administrators, we also need secretaries. Yeah? We also need secretaries, and the best way is to set up a committee of safety or neighborhood watch or whatever you want to call it. Some people have a stigma on committees of safety, but I think that's a nice soft-sounding word, committee of safety. We're all looking for safety. Safety from our government, safety from robberies and all that. But anyway, that way and utilizing the tools that we have, you will attract leaders that are fighting various issues, whether it be smart meters or G5 or vaccinations, and you could go on and on. Any harm that can be done to individual, we have the tools to work with it. And many have been fighting vaccinations on their own, and they find out they don't get very far, and we don't get very far in our courts because we're alone, and they don't care what they do because they know that very few people are going to take any action, and they've done it hundreds of times for many, many years. So they don't even hear you, and they're a criminal enterprise, period, and we just won't get a fair shake until we get our country back, and confirm what Jan said. I don't think it's going to be the end of the year. I think it's going to be before. So we got a lot of work to do to get back to that. But anyway,
I love to learn. I got to be focused, though. You know, I mean, and then I guess we'll get paid out of the treasury, right?
Right.
The federal treasury.
Right. Out of the state.
The county.
It'll be the state through the county through the state, yeah. So the money will not be utilized in the way it's being utilized. The money's there. It's being used for corrupt purposes versus lawful purposes. So I don't think that'll be a problem once we get in the courts. That means everything's settled out, the court system's gone, and I expect our New York case to be an impetus on that, because as far as I know, it's the only court in America today that's set up as a common law court, and the paperwork is there to justify that approach. And of course, as we all know, we delivered the papers initially directly to President Trump, personally delivered them. And since then, we've been delivering them to him and Sessions. So they all have it. I'd like to think that Sessions has his group, someone within his group, researching that. And when the time is right in the big swamp, he'll say, let's take a look at the New York court and do the same thing that happened out in Vegas where the judge took a 180. And that's what I expect. That's only what I expect. Whether it happens or not, I won't say. It's just my opinion. So we got a lot of work to do, and it all starts with the Welcome Committee. You are the face, the people that are involved in the Welcome Committee, you are the face of NLA at that point. So we need to be...
Well, I'm confused. Sorry. Well, not I'm always well. There's so much to learn. So I'm going to call this lady. Let's see, when did she come in? She came in March 8, 2018. Her name's, and I don't know what, and she's not in my county. So I'm going to mention this to her, but she's interested in the 911, because I saw her content, what she had written up, But should I mention to all of them? Is that what our focus is to new ones that come in each state? Everybody should be working with people in their state when new people come in. Is that?
Well, that's a very good question. I'll go into that. I think I'll answer your question. Just give me a few more minutes.
Okay.
And
okay.
I'll go through, and if I don't cover it, come back on and let me know, okay?
We'll be working for the county then. As administrators, we won't be the part of the grand jury, but then we have to know how to implement what we need to do. You know, I mean, there needs to be a plan for that.
Right, right. And John's working on a book on that, and that will be a required course too, I believe.
Right.
But if not, we will have a grand jury administrator handbook. Right, Jan?
Right, that's correct.
Okay. So I'm going to roll through. We're going to have a little different change to the site. And I just got notice of this short time ago, and I'm just going to roll through it the way I see it now. And I think it'll stay pretty close to being on course. Of course, it all has to be approved by the management. But here's kind of the way it's going to be laid out as new people come in. And like I say, it's important mm-hmm. that we give a good face of NLA to the new people. That means we have to have knowledge, and we should understand our Constitution. And so we can give them good advice and guide them in a good direction. That means we also need to know what's on the site, okay? Because you asked some questions tonight. I haven't gone in that area in a long time. You know, I've never had the question come up, and I didn't look there. So we need to be knowledgeable of the important places where you can guide them. And that's the attempt of what we're going to do on a cover page. We're going to give an outline, and then it's going to be broken down into five or six parts, all progressive education, okay? Doesn't mean you can't participate before that, but it's going to be a guide on important aspects of the site and important knowledge that everyone needs to know, okay? And it's going to be a simple approach.
Okay.
We will have an outline, and it'll probably start out the way I see it now. We'll probably have five or six different steps to introduce new people to our site and provide step-by-step education so they can become familiar with the site and get a feel of who we are, what we do, and understand our mission so they can get the vision to take action. Okay? And if you don't understand our mission, and many don't. Many have been around a long time, don't understand our mission, okay? They don't know what we're trying to achieve, and everyone wants it yesterday, and so do we. But we have a barrier, much as Trump has, and believe it, our communities are as dirty as the federal government, maybe on smaller basis, but they're just as dirty. So we have to know those kinds of things. And if you understand it, then you have the patience, and you get
right.
the vision, and you take action. And that's what we want, is people take action. Okay? So the first step in that process will be a welcome to NLA. Just, you know, just a nice little glad you're here type thing. Haven't worked that out yet. But it's just a friendly, open type welcome. And then in the next step, we'll do a little teaching. It may include some reading and some videos. We're going to be talking a little bit about citizenship and the responsibilities, common law, and our republic. Okay, it's not going to be complicated stuff. It's just going to give you some basic understanding in those areas.
I think that's good. That's simple. It's just simple. It's the best way. There's so much information, so much knowledge, so much education on this, and you go, oh, my word, it just blows you away. Where do you
and
start?
That's totally right. I appreciate you making that comment because that is true.
I've been trying to think, you know, but I've written some things down, too. I just wanted to tell them just to, you know, go here, go, you know, and then I stress the Constitution to take that. And then I don't say anything about the civics course yet because it's 120 hours, but I wanted them to complete the Constitution course. But go ahead.
Very good. That's exactly what we want to do, exactly what you're saying. And if you've taken the Constitution, you can give them good advice. And you can even, if you choose, put your hand out and say, if you have any problems, let me know. And for new people, if you just contact them, I'm sure you sound like you've contacted people. They always have positive response, right?
Yes.
Yeah, they always thank you, right?
Because I take time with them. Yes,
That's right.
They do. They say, thank you for calling, you know. And they appreciate me taking the time with them.
Yes, they do. They really do. And that's the time, and that's why we need to do it properly. And we need to have the patience and have the knowledge behind us. So that will be what we'll be doing there. Then we'll get into some American history that's relevant and they should know, and a little background, okay? And then we'll probably go into National Liberty Alliance, background and their philosophy, okay? What they're intending to do, how they're intending to do it, and the things they're confronting in an educated process where people will say, I'm starting to see what's going on, and you can relate it to federal government. You know, everyone wanted that cleaned out last month. Well, it takes time. And we're fighting someone that's been in power for hundreds of years, and not maybe each individual, but it started many, many years ago, and you're not going to turn that ship around when the corruption is as deep as it is, and I mean it's deep everywhere in the counties, in the cities, in the federal government. It's as dirty as you've ever seen. And we've just been ignorant and busy, and we didn't pay any attention. And we got to encourage people to, you know, this is for all the marbles. Either we win this thing or you're going to be on the plantation. Not only that, your children, grandchildren, those yet to be born will be there too, because it will not come back if we lose it. It will be a long time. However, if we win, and we're not prepared to hold it up, and we don't know our constitutions, and we don't know our Bill of Rights, we don't know that, they'll creep back in because there's still going to be hanger-ons, okay? The big heads may be chopped off, but they've got a lot of trained people, too. And they're involved in our colleges and everywhere, okay? So that's why we really need to take it serious. We're in the biggest fight in our history. It's a bigger fight than they had in 1776.
Right.
I mean, they got technologies and stuff that didn't even exist. So, and we're winning. But the point is, we have to keep that in mind. It's not only for us. It's for those that follow us. And we are the ones that are taking the lead on that. So, then we're going to ask people to take a stand and some action on why it's important that they do it now. You know, this is serious stuff, you know.
It's very serious. It's very serious, you know.
I know you got a job and I know you got this, but let's face it. We all have 24 hours a day, okay? And it's a matter of the priorities we set. And I can think of no bigger priority than saving this country for our kids. Or our grandkids.
Amen. I agree. Everything you just said.
It's that serious. So
we agree with you too. It's totally serious. Absolutely. And we're going to participate more as well.
Good.
What state are you in? Who's voice is that?
This is Grace from Charleston, South Carolina.
Oh, Charleston, South Carolina. Okay,
right.
I think I saw you.
We're getting
I saw you on the
stage. We attend the meetings.
Oh, good.
Okay. All right. Let's see. Where am I at?
I'm sorry, Gary.
That's fine. It's me. It's not you.
We agree.
And we need to remember, we're not going to fix Washington until we fix the person in the mirror, okay? And that could be you or me or any of us on this call. And we can't fix our local community until we fix ourselves also, okay? We can't have someone do what we're not doing, so... Once we try to expect something out of someone else, and we know many of them that do, and they don't do anything, that doesn't fly. Then we're going to try to show people how they can take action. Hopefully that can be done on calls, but we want something in the program that kind of lets them know how they can step out and take control of their county and become a player in NLA, okay?
Right.
And then we plan on to prepare for some action and knowledge, going into some detailed history on NLA and the committee man process and that type of thing, and bring in the whole feel of NLA and their intent. It's not going to be long, but it will be heavy, and it won't be tear-jerking, but it will give the fights that have been fought and the resistance they faced, okay? To give new people a feel, other than what you tell them also, a feel of what they're involved in. And hopefully, if they understand it well enough, they'll stay with us and get involved in taking the courses and volunteer to help us out. That's our goal. Okay. Then we will steer them to the preface. Okay, that's something they need to read over. The mission statement, which is very clear, and the disclaimer we've made regarding man on the land groups or whatever. What's the term on that, Jan? Do you recall?
The man on the land stuff?
Yeah, in the disclaimer we got on the site that was put up years ago.
Oh, on sovereign citizens?
Sovereign citizen, yeah. That's
yeah.
What
oh,
it is.
Yeah.
Okay. But people need to know about that. And so we're going to introduce them briefly to that. And then we're going to tie in the COSs, the militia, the committee men, and grand jury administrators, and the responsibility of courtroom observers. Many people do not know the duties of the militia. They're not familiar with the act that set it up. And there's a lot of confusion. And one of the big duties of members of the militia is something that most people are told, if you can get out of courtroom duty or court duty, do it. Just tell them you're prejudiced or something, you know. Well, that's one of your big responsibilities. You're there representing your fellow man, and hopefully you give them a fair shake. So one of the duties of the militia is to be in the court as a juror, okay? So that's kind
jury,
of...
Jury duty, is that what you're saying?
Yes,
jury duty?
Yes.
That's what Robin's doing this week. Robin, you know, she lives in South Carolina. She's doing jury duty this whole week.
and that's a responsibility, but most people don't look at it that way, and they want to get out of it. But we need to take that responsibility. And as John mentioned on the call last night, if you're on it, everyone should run for committeeman.
Yes, I was on it.
Okay. And that's a big position that we hope to bring back also. So we're going to tie all of those things together, see how they fit, how important the COS is in bringing back your community. Okay. A COS is a great way of organizing around a concept that includes communications, okay, so you can get the word out in the community, or if you got a problem through a ham radio network. So if you got a problem in your county, I know down in Tennessee they get some good storms through there. Maybe everything's knocked down in their area. They can call other people that are involved in their committees, and they will show up. They're people of action. They'll show up. They'll help out. You'll probably have more there than you need, but they will show up. And we'll probably tie in the sheriff and how you tie in with him and can support him and become part of his organization to help him out so he doesn't have to have 50 deputies. He might be able to have 20 and utilize the militia, which is not a dirty word. They are there to help out with the community, and many are very helpful. And also, you know, NLA members and all these other type groups that we hope to form coalitions with, or they can set up their own, but you still have the phone tree where you can reach out. And now you can bring, like in the old days, when a guy had a fire somewhere or had a problem with his health, all the neighbors came around to harvest his crop and so on and so forth. That's long gone. You know, you don't have small farmers much anymore. They're all big commercial farmers. And that's one of the things they've done to weaken America. They forced the farmers off their land. They couldn't continue. But in those days, back when I was a kid, that's what happened. And they came from way all around. And
that's good.
We're trying to bring back that same concept through the COS. So, and we will. We will. And we need to be getting those up and running because we don't have a lot of time. And
no.
We will be there to maintain the few of us that are associated with NLA. We'll be the ones that are educated. We'll be the ones that say, wait a minute, we know this is all happening. We know we planned on it. It's not a surprise. Settle down, you know, and so on. So that's kind of the plan for the web page, and it'll be broken up in pieces so you won't be over stimulated by a bunch of stuff on a page, okay? And I think that'll make it very easy when you talk to people, say, do this, and, you know, you can open up and, you know, get involved with them, you know, give me a call if you have any questions, but just try to follow the outline. And mm-hmm. I think it's going to work okay, but it will take constant vigilance because people have a way of quitting, you know. I mean, I think a lot of people join just to quit, you know. So that's kind of
I don't understand that. I really don't. I mean, I take everything seriously. And trying to help save America is very, very important. And I just don't understand a lot of these people. I really don't.
Well, we have to have patience with them. And we have to try to guide them. And you can't push a rope. You know, some are like pushing a rope. That's all you can do. You can only put your hand out. If they don't grab it, there's not much you can do.
No.
And you shouldn't feel offended or anything like that because it's going to happen.
Oh, no.
It's going to happen.
I won't.
And so that's kind
of... But I don't like my time wasted. I don't like my, you know, I'm a pretty patient person and all, but either you're interested or you really want to help out and do something, or you know, I can't stand complainers, you know, oh, our country's this way.
Well,
something
you, have
you can
to,
do about it.
You have to realize that people are being pulled through life, okay? They're not taking control of their lives. They're pulled. They get big mortgages and new cars, and they got big debt.
Oh.
And what's that mean? Oh. They got to go to work, okay, because they're buying things they don't need to impress people they don't like, okay? So
okay.
So they're pulled through life, you know, and it's a rough life because you got to fight traffic like in Chicago. You know, no matter where you live, you're an hour from work, okay? And so you got to go both ways. You're cut off and, you know, all kinds of things. And you probably are working a job you don't really like, but the money was there. So you don't like your job. You don't like the commute. And just think it's home to work, work to home, home to work, work to home, home to work, work to home, home to work,
kind of
work
boring.
To home,
boring.
Home to work, work to home. That's 1 week's work, okay? Now, try that for 30 years. It gets pretty old. And so people are not happy. They're overexpended, and
That's right. They
have to go to work because they set the wrong priorities. Now, we're not going to change their priorities overnight, but we can impress upon them that they need to maybe change some priorities in a nice way, you know. Maybe we don't have to, but, you know, there's nothing wrong with trying to change their direction in their mind, and we have to be careful with that. I probably shouldn't even mention that because people do get offended pretty easily also, but we're there just to guide. We're there to meet them where they're at, and hopefully they'll grab your hand and we can lead them further. And if they don't do that, there's really not much you can do.
No, no.
So.
You can kind of tell who's going to be interested or not. But, you know, this important thing is to be a common law grand jury administrator, because you can't wait till, okay, let's say we get a critical mass and all this. Well, it's going to be hard enough as it is to get in. You say the county and try to learn it all. Well, you're going to be learning on the job as well. But you have to have, you know, these books to read in the Constitution, you have to know that and complete the civics course. Like I said, the civics course is 120 hours. And if you have to work, you know, 8 hours a day, so if it, you know, you need to stress it now. We just need to stress it now that if they want to do this, I mean, we have a paid position here.
I agree, and I agree with, you know, the fact that the main thing will show interest is if they take the Constitution course. That's a 10-hour course. They can do it on a weekend, or maybe it's 12 or 8. It's short. They can do it on a weekend, and that it's not a taxing thing that you have to sit there and scratch your head. It's a relatively easy course because, and if they do that, they've shown some interest. Now, if we can take that interest that they've shown in the impetus they've got going.
An hour a night, like, hour a day, yeah.
Yeah,
okay,
by taking that course, and if we follow up with them and lead them into a committee, okay, most of them will remain active. And I think the way the new page is going to be, or pages, will be set up, it mm-hmm. will take them through. Even if they took the Constitution first, and by the way, this whole thing will lead them into the Constitution course, okay? The end result is that's where they'll end up on the Constitution course. So that's the plan. I just wanted you all to know that that's a plan, and it's in the formative stages. We have a lot of work to do to get everything up. We will have calls, of course, to answer any questions people have and that type of thing. And we will set up people who can call the new people. That's critical. They always appreciate it, as well as others. And try to get them headed in the right direction, and hopefully you can just say, go to this page and go through here, and this is kind of what you'll find. And it'll take you right to where you need to go. And when you get there, you will understand the site somewhat. You'll know a few of the tabs, and you'll get comfortable with what's happening. And so that's the goal. And That's about all I have. Do you have anything you want to add, Jan?
Just one thing. I looked up the Pennsylvania Constitution. It was last revised in 1968, about 45 years ago, and that's a good thing. I don't think many of the constitutions for the states have been, you know, revised on a regularly scheduled basis or anything. There was no need for it.
Thank you.
So that's about
that
all I have. Yeah.
That helps. And I think we ought to all thank Jan for having all of us on the all calls on the same site. Okay? That makes it much easier for everyone because people get confused with one or two sites and they go to the wrong one and that type of thing. Now everyone ends up on the, not site, but on the same audio.
Telephone.
Room. Yep, call, yeah, phone, call in.
Right, and that's appreciated. Thanks, Jan.
Yes, I appreciate it, Jan. I told you before, I appreciate everything you've done for National Liberty Alliance. You're very good.
That I agree with. We need more like that, and I know there's some out on the call tonight that are as good. Maybe not as good. He does a lot of work, and he's no youngster. He's a little older than I am, and I'm no youngster. But we're
this
still
is a full-time
fired.
Job, yeah.
We
he does that.
Thank you, Jan. We appreciate you so much.
Yes,
you're
we
welcome.
Do.
Yeah, we
you're
still
welcome.
Got fire in our belly, right, Jan?
Yep. Maybe
Jan?
Heartburn, but we got it.
If they don't, you know, I hope nothing ever happens to you, Jan. Jan, because I mean other people can do it, you know, but you've done a lot for National Liberty Alliance, like I said, and I really, you know, like I say again, I appreciate it.
Are y'all read my newsletter he puts out?
Yeah,
a lot of people have done a lot of good work for NLA, and there is a very dedicated core group that keeps it going.
Yes,
and they all deserve a big thank you.
And Gary's one, too, Gary.
Yep, exactly.
Thank you, Gary.
Well, thank you, Marge. And I know you're on a lot of calls, and I appreciate your participation. We need participation. Every call I have, I usually start out with asking people to participate. You know, if there's a good question, bring it up, and we'll get back to where we need to go. So I do appreciate that. Many times that question opens up to others' questions. And so if we can get people feeding each other, you know, because I'm boring, I know that, but no one does the job, you know. So anyone that wants the job, they can have it too. So that's, we just need a lot of help. We really do. And just
that's
how an
we hour, feel about it too.
Just an hour a week, you know,
right.
For people. You know, if you've got 6,600 members now, that's many, many weeks of work with just an hour each, you know, and that, it really goes a long way. And of course, we always need money, but we'll take either one.
And so, to get back to this, I'm going to call this lady in North Carolina. I mean, should I just, I mean, I know I'll tell her we're changing the site, but I'm going to stress to her, you know, see what her interests are and then stress to her that, you know, start taking the Constitution course, but I'll talk to her.
Very, very good. That's what we need. People taking that course. That's a.
I like talking to people and seeing where they're at, and then you know I listen to them, and then I, you know, see what they're if they want to do anything. You know, I mean, so, I'll say 1 hour a week. You know, 1 hour a week. Well, I know we're all busy. We have 24 hours in the day, but if you know to help save America, you have to be serious.
Yeah, you do, and what you're doing is very important. I find that within NLA, over many years, very few people talk to each other. Okay, they may text, they may email, but very few pick up the phone and talk to the person. And I find that in Illinois especially. I know it's prevalent here, and I assume it's similar in other states. And most people like to be called if you do it friendly. And, you know, you just kind of ask where they're at and that type of thing. They're more than happy to talk in most cases. Sometimes they'll hang up and say, I'm done, type of thing. But that's
there's all different kinds of people.
That's very seldom. But most people like to be talked to, and if you're doing that, that's a big plus in itself. It really is.
Now, some of them I've seen, you know, back in January, they you know, all these other states. So what should I do? Just don't worry about it. But I'm in North Carolina, and then I went to South Carolina, and I picked up York County, and I picked up Robin. And Robin, she used to be a detective, but she got sick and tired of it. She had done it for 8 years, and, you know, the corruption and all and everything. So she wants to be a common law grand jury administrator too, because I talked to her about that. So she finished the Constitution course, and now she's on the civics course.
Well, I would say right now for you, Marge, I would concentrate on your own state or county. Are you a state coordinator, by the way?
I'm a federal district leader.
Oh, okay. So you have
in North Carolina, but
you haven't done anything with it. To the list of the members in your state, don't you?
Yes, I do. They're called. Okay. Let me see what the title is up here. It's you have to be logged in. I'm the new membership management, and then you go down and it says the new people. You can, and you click on that, and all of the states open up, you know.
I would suggest you just contact the ones in your state at this point.
Okay,
hopefully
okay.
We'll have this all up and running in, I hate to commit to a time period.
Sure.
But then we will have a program on a method of calling. Okay. But we do need to call the people in our own state.
I'm going to do North and South. I am. I'm going to do North and South Carolina. But I don't see anybody in South Carolina. There was Robin, but she joined February 15th, 2018.
Okay, well, yeah, contact those people, and hopefully we'll have the page up soon enough that they can just kind of walk through and get a good feel of what NLA is, what they've done, what they've accomplished, the New York case, you know.
Yeah, see, that's very important. I would steer them there. The grand jury is so important, so I'd say this is our new case that we're, you know, that's 24 pages, and I'm going to read that, but I'm reading the common law handbook right now again. I'm reading that again, and that's 24 pages. But
well, that's good. Yeah. And
then I'm going to study the Constitution again. I'm going to learn it real
have
well.
Have you read the papers in that New York case?
I skimmed through it, yes. You mean the one that's 24 pages, you mean?
No, the New York case. There's... I don't know how many pages. I mean, a huge number of pages.
No. You mean the gun?
No.
Oh, you
no,
mean
the New York case?
The indictment for Lavoie Seneca murder.
Right.
Right. And all the documents in that case. Okay, they're all on the underneath the jury tab under.
Oh yes, yes. I listened to some of them. Yeah, because they were audios, podcasts. I listened to some of them, but I want to read the 24-page indictment after I get the common law grand jury or the handbook read again.
Well, I tell you, if the people haven't read some of the pages in that case, see, that's probably, as I mentioned before, the only common law court that's set up as a common law court in America, okay? And the papers in there show you how to set up a common law court. You can utilize it in a federal court case, okay? The papers are there. All you have to do is change the names and dates, essentially. I mean, it's all there. Plus, it's an education in itself.
Yes.
If you understand what's in those papers, you'll have a wealth of information, way more than 99% of the people, okay?
It's not hard. None of it. I like it. It's not hard. You just have to, like John DeRash says, read, and just, it's just common sense, but,
And what we're attempting to do on the new procedure, or maybe it's not a new procedure, I don't know what to call it, but anyway, is to let them nibble. Let them nibble. And there's going to be videos and so on that are easy to watch, but yet critical to our mission. And I welcome any feedback from any people that are in the Welcome Committee. If we can change anything, and we're open to discussing anything. So. Because we want it, you are really the face. That's the first place that they are going to have contact. And so we need to do it right. And everything can be changed.
Sometimes there's old phone numbers, too. If you try to call somebody that, you can't get a hold of them or they have the wrong phone number when I called some of them. Or one man says, well, I'm not interested. I said, well, okay. Because he made his mind up already. He says, well, I'm not interested in this. I said, okay. That's all I said.
I usually say, why did you say that?
Okay, all right, okay.
I mean, he's not interested anyway. I mean, that's not an offensive question. Why do you say that?
No.
I mean, I'd like to know. What is it? NLA itself, or did you get cross-threaded with someone, or what? Why do you say that? But anyway, that's neither here nor there. But hopefully, it will be a smooth flow, and it will take them step by step through short procedures to get them where they need to go, and get that comfort and understanding of NLA. The founders and what they've gone through and that type of thing. It'll be very brief, but it'll give them a feel like it's part of them.
That's good. And it needs to be simple. I know that. It needs to be simple, just simple and, not real long videos, but just the what you just said. It's just...
And that's what we want. And if you look at it and you say, why do you have that video on there? We'll talk about it. That's not a problem. Not a problem. We're all just people trying to do the best job we can.
And learning.
We're there to learn. We should never stop learning. Once we start stop learning, we start dying,
That's and right.
You gotta get in. Involved in something bigger than you. Otherwise, you sit at home and your knees hurt and your back hurts and you're looking for sympathy. Any other questions out there?
About how much does the position pay for the administrator?
Jan, I'll let you answer that. I've got different numbers, but you go ahead.
There are numbers in the, if you go to the grand jury tab, click on grand jury administrator, there are some figures in there for salary, and it depends on where you're located. Are you in a major big city? Are you out in the country? And so on. So I think the price spread is something like, $33,000 to $120,000, somewhere in there.
Yes, that's what it was. Or
I claim Las Vegas.
You sure you want it?
No, we're the most evil swamp of all. Nevada was born evil. We're not even a state. We're just still a territory because our constitution was ratification gunpoint. So our senators are even just U.S. territory representatives.
Is this Denise?
Yeah, is this Denise talking?
Yes.
Yeah. It's Denise. Well, welcome to call.
Yeah, welcome.
Oh, I've been on the whole time.
I didn't. Well, I don't see.
Her voice earlier.
But that's great. Glad you're on the call. Do you have anything you want to add tonight?
Well, I'm just kind of a person of few words. Unless I got something really good to contribute, I shut up because I learn a lot more when I don't talk. But I will say this.
I learn a lot by listening, too.
I was the county chair for our most constitutional governor running for office here in Nevada. And I was getting a little perturbed with his answers to me on constitutional rights, and he even had written a book about the Constitution, and I was just starting to really kind of lose hope, because after 4 months of discussing these things with him, he still had nothing on his website about rule of law, nothing about our constitutional rights. I swear at the meeting 2 weeks ago, he told our Republican committee, you know, he barely whispered it, I'm a defender of your constitutional rights. So I knew something was wrong. Well, lo and behold, our very own National Liberty Alliance, Ryan Bundy, announced that he's running for governor. So
wonderful.
Yeah, so Jan had sent me the Nevada list, and Ryan was on it. So I called him up, and I explained the situation, you know, that I had been working with Dan, and he was like our best hope, but he was ineffectual and hopeless. And Ryan and I hit it off. We agreed on everything. And I'm going to be probably running his campaign. So I apologize for not doing more for National Liberty Alliance in the near term, but we have everything to lose if we don't get a good governor, because our state is already sanctuary in our schools, and we have lots of sanctuary, I'll call it micro communities. So we just have to win, and I'll have to work day and night to make sure we do win. But I'm very excited about it, and we kick it off tomorrow. He's going to file his candidacy, and I'm working on a survey. So, Jan, who's going to write the pledge? Do you know?
I'm not sure. That hasn't been decided.
Okay, well, basically, we have to have everything ready to go Monday morning. The survey has to be linked to your website so people can buy it, buy the opportunity to take it. And we need to have the pledge done. I thought that John was going to write an intro letter, and then I got the 180-page community, the handbook, which is awesome. So I had sent out a question to you, do we kind of sell that to them as an after the fact, after the pledge, or after they take the survey, if they win or lose, you know, how do you want to do that? I think we probably need to have a discussion about it pretty quick here, but are you going to be ready to go Monday morning?
It's a good question. We need to get together in the next day or so and go over the questions.
Okay, well, they're all there. The password's still the same. You can look at them 24/7. Right. Let me know. Terry Moore's been, you know, kind of working with me, but she was sick. Then she had other distractions. So, you know, but I just need to know, like, tomorrow night, if National Liberty Alliance is going forward with it, and I would love to. If not, I have to set up my own website, my own payment system, and everything in the next 96 hours. So I had kind of been proceeding with you on the basis that you were going to do it. I had already kind of shared my vision for it. And then, you know, whatever you and John and whoever else decides, whatever way, I don't, you know, it's up to you. I would love to promote National Liberty Alliance. If people take the survey and they flunk, it's a great way for them to then sign up for your constitutional course, for your civics course. And the survey itself, the way it's designed, will highlight the fact that they don't know. Like, one of the questions I have on there is the Declaration of Independence, the whole, you know, huge paragraph of it. And, you know, most people don't even know it is that long. Most people know the first three sentences. So, you know, there's lots on there that's going to steer them in the right direction. And I believe that we can get 2,000 survey takers. Because I started looking around, because I have a committee of people that's gathering up the addresses for me. And I started looking around in four or five states because people had problems finding the elections tabs and stuff. And, I mean, in one state, there's like 18 people running for one Congress seat. Just in one state. I mean, it's unbelievable. The amount of people running. We are going to have such a flood of patriots. Like, no time in ever in our history are we going to have a chance to talk to people about National Liberty Alliance as a candidate, as we do now. I mean, this has been unbelievable. We have 11 sheriffs that want to run Republican in Clark County. That's just my county. So when you extrapolate this all over the United States, I think we can easily sell 2,000 surveys. So,
I think it sounds all good. You know, it just needs to be, you know.
Yeah, well, we need to get it together if we're going to do it or not. And just let me know, because then I have to go around and set all that stuff up myself. And I'm happy to do it. I don't want to. But, you know, I think National Liberty Alliance can get a lot of business from this on the sheriff's course. And, you know, you have Chris Ann Hall now. She's going out to the sheriff. And, you know.
She's good. I like her. I like her.
I like her a lot, too. But she's got a sheriff's course. And I'm on her website. So almost every week for the past 8 weeks, I've gotten a thing. Hey, I'm in Texas. Hey, I'm in Minnesota. Hey, I'm wherever doing the sheriff's course. So, you know, she's really getting out there. But, I mean, she's not taking the National Liberty Alliance along, even though that's the first place that I heard of Chris Ann Hall. You know, she's not promoting you at all.
No, she doesn't.
Not you per se. Just, you know, it would be nice if she did, but she basically took your whole curriculum and she's made it nice and easy and simple. And she's going on the road with it.
Oh, you mean she took sheriff's PDF?
She has a sheriff's course that's similar to yours.
I think that's 42 pages.
I met her at the, we had a Tea Party group that set up a meeting 2 years ago. And I spoke just before she took the stage, and I got to meet her personally, and we chatted a little bit, but that's about as far as it went. But, yeah, she's very good, very good.
I like her a lot.
Is Ryan on the ticket yet? Is Ryan, has he got enough signatures to be on the ticket?
So that's what he's going to be. I've got the petitions ready to go. And we need only 250 signatures, which seems so low to me. But and I'm going to check that tomorrow when I'm at the election office with him, because I ordered a bunch of signs, you know, Ryan Bundy for governor. And I'm picking those up in the morning, and then he's announcing at 10 o'clock, and he's going to sign his electorate, you know, package. So
okay, that's what I thought. Have you been have you been involved in an election before?
I have not, and I told Ryan that, and we have, luckily, somebody here he's running on the independent ticket, and we have an IAP state chair. Her name's Janine Hansen. She's very seasoned, and then her brother, Dan Hansen, runs our county party. But I had kind of said to Ryan, you sort of need to check with them on what you need to do. And one thing I am concerned about is he didn't set up a PAC for himself, and they have people saying, hey, send your donations for Ryan's candidacy to his dad's.com, you know, Cliven's Defense Fund.com. Well, you can't do that.
That's what I was getting at. That's why I asked that, because I had a friend out, and I'm originally from South Dakota, and one of my neighbor's daughters, who I didn't know well, ran for senator state or in the federal government, ran for senator, and she was also helping out. She was she created cross threads with a number of groups, because in the medical profession, she had a new approach to it, and of course the doctors didn't like that. And then she went ran against Senator Rounds, who got in, okay, and she was out helping in Haiti, you know, helping medically out there. And she came back, and they had gotten a bunch of signatures on a petition. And her lawyer was there, and she says, well, I can't sign this, can I? And he says, sure you can. Well, she signed it, and I don't know how it ended up that someone found out about it. But anyway, she lost her doctor's license. She's just got off of... ankle bracelet, so to speak. She had to teach at the Indian school. She lost her license. She just got that back a month ago. And it was all because she signed the petition with the names on it, and she wasn't there to visually see it. So...
Oh, you have to visually see it. Oh, yeah. Ryan did definitely send me that email. He said, you know, this... he was very formal about it, and he absolutely knows... So what you're saying, though, is that the petitions all have to be witnessed, and the petition taker has to be verified. Like, I have to be a verified petition taker, signature getter. So, yes, we absolutely know about that.
Okay, good.
So thank you.
Because,
yeah.
Because she got in a first of all, they came in and took her insurance away. Well, you can't operate as a doctor without insurance, okay? That was their first step. And the feds always have a method, you know. They know they got the money, and they know they got the judges or lawyers sitting around, and they'll just bleed you dry. And it cost her a fortune, which she didn't have. She's fairly wealthy. They had to sell their big home and live in a travel trailer. And I mean, they had a huge home on the lake, and she's only probably 40 some year, early 40s, if that, a young lady. And but anyway, she really, and she's a fighter. She ended up winning, but what a hassle it was. And
so what did she do wrong? I mean, I like to learn, you know, with everything. What did she?
Well, like Denise said, she didn't have the witness there that saw the signatures and that, and they weren't registered. I don't know all the details. I've never really been active in that type of area, except I did get an interest after I saw what happened to her. And believe it or not, South Dakota, in most things I've read, is about the fourth most corrupt state in the nation. Less than a million.
What is? Which one? Which one's most corrupt?
South Dakota.
Oh.
And it's only got probably 850,000 people, you know, in the whole state. So that's good.
Every state
like,
corrupt.
Sounds like you're up on everything. Unless we have some more questions relative to the welcome committee, I think we can call it a day.
Sounds great. Thanks, everybody.
All right.
I'll turn the recording off.